The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Hey, welcome back to the top of the second hour of National Intel Report, live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, podcast, videocast, all that other kind of stuff. Top of the second hour, like I said, we got Sass Temminson as our guest for this second hour. And hi, Sass. We had you on the show before where we were talking about, well, you, the fact that you were an orphan in Russia and you're adopted by an American family and all that other kind of stuff. But you sent me a video about a little, shall we say, hiccup that you had. If you don't mind, why don't we just start by playing the video?
Of course.
All right, here we go.
A student at Bemidji's Oak Hills Christian College is being dismissed for violating the school's code against political activism. But he claims he did nothing wrong, and some members of the community are rallying in support of him. Justin Othout has our story.
On April 12th of 2023, Soslin Temminson, a pastoral studies major at Oak Hills Christian College, received a letter of warning from the school, stating that he had broken student policy regarding political activism.
They had some community outreach. They had community members, according to their letters, non-Christians and Christians alike, reach out to them concerning my character and concerning the things that were I was being involved.
The school's letter stated, quote, "While Oak Hills Christian College supports Christian involvement in the public arena, including involvement with politics, that involvement must reflect the highest standards of Christ-likeness." These warnings came from actions Temminson had taken during Bemidji Area School Board meetings, where he had asked attendees to join him in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
And at 6:26, I would stand up, and I'm like, "Ladies and gentlemen, would you mind if you stand up and state the Pledge of Allegiance with me? Because I think it's important that we give thanks to our men and women that died for this country."
Oak Hills also noted Temminson's involvement in the Beltrami County Republican Party.
Yeah, and I operated and ran the meetings and stuff. He, as far as I'm concerned, he was in very good behavior. He didn't cause any problems or anything else. He just wanted to participate, and he's very active. He's very enthusiastic.
Later, on April 20th, Temminson was suspended and dismissed from the school. Now, several members of the community have stepped forward and offered support via a letter-writing campaign to the school.
I didn't expect the letters to be coming out in support. I love that support. I loved the community coming together.
I can't see where he was operating out of line at all. That's just my own opinion on the thing, and I guess other people have their own opinions also.
Reporting in Bemidji, I'm Justin Othout, Lakeland News.
We did reach out to Oak Hills Christian College in regards to this story, but school policy stated they could not offer an official comment.
So you got in trouble because you asked the group to start their meeting with a pledge? Is that what I got out of that? Sass, can you hear me? I guess not. And there he goes. Anyway, hopefully he'll come back. I thought that was interesting. It's a Christian school who wants them to be involved in politics, but apparently he got in a little slap on the wrist and a little bit of trouble because of the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's try again. Did I understand that right? That you got a slap on the wrist because you wanted the group to start their program or their meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I did, and what was really...
Oh, Sass, you're frozen again. I don't know what kind of internet connection you're using.
Okay, so what the issue was, is this better? What the issue was that the problem we were having was that I went to the school board meeting, and they didn't state the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm like, something's up with this. And what happened was I ended up saving up my degree because as being a veteran, I love this country so much. And since loving this country, I'm like, you know, I think it's respectable that we do something that's right and we respect our fallen men and women that died for this country. And what blows my mind is that what blows my mind in this whole thing is how I got treated. You know, and the only national flag that was there, you know what national flag was there? The only thing that was standing, and it was not an American flag, but potential other countries' flag, was inside the school board during a public school board meeting. Guess what flag it was?
I don't know. Cuban.
A Ukrainian flag.
I probably should have guessed that. Yeah. So you're at a public school board meeting.
Yep.
They didn't start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and the only national flag in the room is the Ukrainian flag.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a good school board to me.
No, and what happened was that after I got done with the school, and I'm like, we stated the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was like well beyond the time that was given, so we stated the pledge, and we sat down 2 minutes right before the school board meeting started. So then I got back to college. I got back to Oak Hill Christian College, and I want to make sure that, you know, whatever they did actually hurt. Because the interesting part of it is that out of all the things they mentioned, and I spoke about how we need to instill the Pledge of Allegiance in our public schools again, I advocated for that. And the interesting part is when I would speak about it, I'm like, okay, the things that we were not to mention is what college you go to, what job you go to, or how much money you make, and anywhere you live, because you're dealing with people that are Satanists. You're dealing with people that hate you, and you're dealing with people that hate America. So what do you do in that sense? You have to take a lot of precautionary stuff. So it's interesting that somehow Oak Hill found out about it. And we sat down and we were actually, I have the letter set up here. I want to read you what they stated. I think this is actually a little bit ironic and really funny of how they treated and what all happened. Here's what they said. Dear son, this is the letter.
Yeah.
So this letter is to serve a written notice. Due to your failure to honor and comply with your terms of admissions to Oak Hills Christian College, specifically concerning the agreement to refrain from political activism and publicly utilizing your status as a pastoral studies major at Oak Hills Christian College to advance your credibility in said endeavors, as most recently evidenced by your disruption of your local school board meeting, your attempt at non-resident of the Mickey to run for vice president of a local Republican Party, and also your status as Oak Hill student, and your public testimony at the Minnesota House Committee referring to proposed Minnesota state legislation while maintaining permanent residence in Wisconsin. Your status as a student at Oak Hill Christian College is now probational. But here's the caveat, though. I don't understand where the second caveat is. While Oak Hills Christian College supports Christian involvement in public arena, including involvement in politics, that involvement, so just that whole thing just completely contradicts what you said. So you either support it or you don't. But the bigger question you also have to look at is, and here's where they actually really started, and here's actually what really down south and really, really horrible way I got treated. So as I was slowly getting out of the process of getting removed as a student, they then went and further to state that I went and sat for the meeting. And guess what? Somebody said, I was like, can I read the letters of support? And I've had letters of support and phone calls, as it was mentioned in the news clip. And you know what they said? They said that we only listen to one side. It's our way or the highway.
Of course
and
it is.
So, Now this beautiful second letter has come in, and the interesting part is the only reason why I said so, and this was the first violation, and they were expecting me to sign the back, and this is actually the original copy, and it was funny because they're like, do you have some sort of mental illness with you? Why are you standing up for this country? You know, they're like, who are you paid by the Russian government to come to a Christian college to like cause terrorism, to cause like havoc? And I'm like, great, so now I'm arresting terrorists, now I'm a treasonist, to what's
because,
next.
Because you love this country and you want to stand up for this country, then, well, you must be paid by the Russians. That makes a lot of sense.
I know. And then what? And then it gets this. I absolutely love this. Okay. So this letter is to inform you that you have been placed on student life on campus suspension, dismissed from Oak Hill Christian College. This suspension dismissal is due to not taking corrective actions after a written warning and continued violation of the Oak Hills Christian College mission statement. So the second violation came into effect when I just went to the public school board meeting as a public member. But somebody else stood up and said, hey guys, can you stand, about 60 other people stood up and said, hey guys, can you stand up and state the Pledge of Allegiance? Because, you know, we had one of the individuals, he apparently got doxxed by your school board members, so why don't we just continue on what he started. So we stood up, and like a good American, I stood up along with them. But then, literally, the next day, I got this second notice. And it was disgusting because, and I'm like, so then I was pulled in the office. I was pulled the next day, early in the morning. And the president of the school said, he's like, okay. He's like, you've been a very, very bad boy. And he's like, you know, he said, I don't know what to do. My daughter works for the governor of Minnesota, you know, and I had Democrats write to me and non-Christians write to me as well. And I just don't know what to do. Like, you know, he's like, you're a pathological liar because you stand up for this country. And he's like, and you don't belong here. You know, if you hate this country so much, leave.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. So then, you know how they treat me now? So they treat me as, and the president of the school said, now we're going to treat you as if you're under arrest. So we're going to treat you like your room is a jail cell, and we're going to make sure we're going to do a mass email for staff members to avoid any influence from you. Because we don't want any Russian influence being spread across the campus. We don't want any Russian propaganda being pushed. And he's like, and Standing for America is pushing for propaganda. So this letter stated this. In regards to your campus suspension, the suspension shall last 7 days and run from April 20th to May 2nd, to which your dismissal will take place. The suspension includes weekends and non-class days. During the suspension, you are not allowed to, or you are allowed to attend class and get food from the cafeteria. Other than that, you are confined to your residence hall and your room. And if you want to go out, you must have permission and must have campus security escort you. And so, and then it gets better. So you are not allowed to attend any college activities on or off campus, and are not allowed to go off campus unless approved by the Dean of Student Life. So then the Dean of Student Life pulled me aside, and he's like, Austin, can I have one-on-one with you? And I'm like, absolutely. He's like, I read up on you. I listened to some of your podcasts. I listened to some of the interviews you've done. He's like, why did you really come to America? He's like, you have an agenda, and that agenda is not America. He's like, because the America I live in and the Christian college I go to, we don't stand for an American flag. The America that I live in, we hate veterans, or we dislike them. That the America I live in, that we are we have to instill communism and socialism into our students. But the problem I have with you is you're going against the current. And it's that, once again, let's get involved in it locally. So is that what your whole agenda is? And Sasan, who are you really paid by? Are you paid by the Republican Party, or are you paid by the Russian government? And I'm like, whoa. Number one, you're telling me that I am paid by the Russian government? I mean, let's think about it. Let's have some logic sense. And so the fact that I got accused of being a Russian agent and a Russian operative, and now that, but I got accused of being causing domestic terrorism. I got accused of inciting violence on school board members. I mean, what do you expect? But the whole big picture is they don't even look at the fact how the school board treated me while I was at the meeting as well. They don't cover the fact how she doxed me and she called me out not once, not twice, and told me that she's the fact that I saw an American flag, I had to see a psychologist because it scared the daylights out of me. You know, and the fact that I saw an American flag, I was petrified that I was going to get harmed by American troops, and I was going to be petrified, I was going to be harmed by proud Americans. You know, and I'm like, so what did she do? I'm like, so now that's controlling the school board? That is a very scary thing to do.
Yeah, the delusion. But it's, you know, sponsor break time. I want to recommend the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. That's my new online course. I partnered with Institute on the Constitution to put these courses together, and one that I'm going to recommend to Soslin and anybody listening to Soslin tonight is the course that's called The Truth of America's Founding, Your Heritage and Mine, and it is Pastor David Whitney as the lecturer going through the biblical foundations tied directly into the U.S. Constitution and how even the three branches of government, the judicial, the executive, and the legislative, came straight from the Bible. That much of our government is rooted directly in the Bible. So I recommend that you go to liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, sign up for, enroll in the Truth of America's Founding, and learn how, well, how this Christian college that Sauce went to should be acting when it comes to our country. You know, have they never heard of the Black Robe Regiment, for example? You know, yeah. There's a lot to unpack in this. The church is, you know, 250 years ago, the churches were where the revolution spread across our country. It was the preachers who talked politics from the pulpit and explained things to their congregation. It was the preachers who said, okay, it's time for the revolution. It was the preachers who, well, they were the pulse of the political movement in our country. But now that there's this whole nonprofit thing, well, if you're a Christian organization, you're not allowed to be political and have a 501c3 designation. I don't understand how, okay, you're a pastoral student in a Christian college, and they're anti-American and pushing socialism and communism upon their students.
Yeah, and none of it makes sense. And the fact that, and how they treat other people, you know. So the sad part was that I, like, the whole entire week, I was absolutely humiliated by, like, I felt like I was humiliated by the president of the school and by the dean of students of life, and that they took this as they were gratified by it. Like, they were, like, excited about it. They're like, well, we finally got it, you know. And it was very horrible experience. And it's interesting. I read stories and I watched reports about people going through the same thing. So I'm like, man, I would hate to be in that situation. That's got to be a horrible situation to be in. But until you actually go through it, it's a travesty, you know, because you don't know what to think about it. You're wondering at yourself, like, what is wrong? Or did I make the right decision? You know, and I'm like, and out of all the colleges, I understand Harvard, I understand at UW-Madison, I understand at the public university, but this is a Christian college that allows pastors to become, they graduate as pastors. Out of all the colleges, a Christian college that allows pastors, that's scary. And to me, my question is, I don't know if you're with the whole Jesus Revolution, like the movie that came out, where are all those millions of people that came to Christ back in the 1960s and 1970s, and that started the big Jesus Revolution revival? Where are all they? You know, where are them all? And it blows my mind. I'm like, they couldn't disappear, could they? And like, they were very young. No, because it surely does not feel like we're in a revival. And if it is, if that's from that generation, what went wrong? Where did it all go wrong?
Well, the church is crumbling around us. I mean, we've got, I have a dog, and I walk the dog around town, and it's a really old town, so there's a church on almost every corner, and half of them are flying rainbow flags out front and call themselves inclusive churches, and you can tell that the attendance in them, it has to be at an all-time low. Like, there's, you know, I'm walking by as church is letting out, and a handful of people will walk into the church. And it's, that's the foundation of our country.
And my question for you is, do you think, are we seeing, like, so you and I are both of faith, men of faith. I think that this is the first, this is a major attack by Satan in order to undermine the church and to cause mass confusion and deception and to draw people away from churches. And it's sickening in that people are just watching stuff with it. Do you think that, what do you think is next? Because if the churches crumble, what's going to happen next? Like, what do we do as Christians?
Well, because the goal is to replace your faith in God with a faith in government. That was Marx's goal, and it's clearly the goal today. I mean, the whole climate change movement is a religion. It's a cult. It's not science. These so-called scientists, well, they keep coming up with the same answer, the same results, because it's the only way they keep getting funding. Mm-hmm. The idea that, you know, well, when I was a kid, we were taught in elementary school that there was going to be an ice age. Well, no, it's not going to be an ice age. It's going to be acid rain. And no, it's not acid rain. It's, you know, it's whatever. Global warming. Oh, no, not global warming. Now it's just generic climate change, because they've been making the same predictions for 50 years and none of them have ever come true, but yet people still follow the cult.
Mm. And it's like the cult of the whole transgender movement. And that being
another cult, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting because how that is actually creeping into our churches too. If you look at North Dakota and if you look at Minnesota, that movement is flooding our churches, and the pastors are now forcing them to say, well, God, Jesus was trans and he did give birth, and they're distorting biblical connotation, and they're distorting it. So now we have colleges, such as this Christian college, that are teaching non-biblical sense, and that they're saying, well, this is what we believe, and then once you graduate, then you can become a pastor. So then it's scary that these young pastors, don't be pastors,
mm-hmm.
leading churches. That actually does frighten me in many ways, and that should frighten each of your listeners.
You should get people.
It is not only the lonely Arctic that has cooled. The whole northern hemisphere is growing steadily colder.
Uh-huh. That was from my childhood. Whenever these people say these things, especially at a college, when they come out and they say, you know, we're trying to teach our students that to be socialist and communist, ask them to point out where in the Bible that is suggested, because, you know, I remember the Bible's saying, you know, don't move the stone that marks your neighbor's property. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's a stone marking your neighbor's property, that means your neighbor owns property.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't own property in a socialist or communist country, so where did the whole socialist communist thing come from? Like, whatever it is, whether it's climate change or transgendered or socialism, where is it coming from? It's coming out of churches or getting into churches, but it's not in the Bible.
No.
Like, I saw a Babylon Bee article the other day, love the Babylon Bee, that said something to the idea it was radical new church teaches from the Bible. And, you know, what an idea. Anyway, it's about break time, Sauce. I think I'm going to let you go. So tell everybody how to find the Sauce Report real quick. 30 seconds.
No, you're good. You can find my podcast on Spotify at Sauce Report. And then you can follow me on Instagram, Real Sauce with Demonson, and on Facebook, Sauce with Demonson. And I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity.
Hey, thanks for coming on. That's the Sauce Report, SOS Report podcast. Anywhere you find your podcast. Be back in 3 minutes, my friends.
There is little doubt that someday the ice will return. At least 8 times in the past million years, it has advanced and retreated with clockwork regularity. If we are unprepared for the next advance, the result could be hunger and death on a scale unprecedented.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Age temperatures could take less than 200 years.
Hey, sometimes I just want to let the music play. They're better than I am anyway. Hey, I'm Peter Serafin. This is the final segment of tonight's show. Thank you very much for sticking around. And, well, we got Reb in Colorado on line one. Welcome to the show, Reb. No, maybe we don't have Reb in Colorado on line one. I don't know. One of the things I didn't get to talk to with Soss on air is he was at the Republican debates, and I wanted to talk about that, but honestly, I couldn't hear Soss very well. So I'm going to chat with him, see if we can't get a better connection, a better audio connection, and have him on some other time. But yeah, he was at the Republican debate in Milwaukee or wherever it was last night. And said that there were some Antifa people there, and that there was, well, one person that supposedly was a Trump supporter that laid hands on one of the Antifa people, which, if that is true, I am completely shocked and surprised that it hasn't been the headline on every news show everywhere in the country, because, you know, evil Trump supporters. I don't really care. Like, let me, I don't know, let me pause for a second here. We have allowed politics to invade every aspect of our lives. And not in a way that makes anything better. You know, we all have the stories of you can't sit down to dinner with your in-laws anymore, or, you know, breaking up relationships. You know, I can't be with somebody that would vote for that communist or that fascist or whatever. The political divide in our country is, I don't know. It seems to be like one of the biggest threats. You know, there's the China-Russia threat and the southern border threat. And then there's the interior threat of people just being right at each other's throats over stupid stuff. And I think a lot of that is just lack of education. Like, people that don't know. Like, our federal government has reached down into every little tiny aspect of all of our lives and takes half of our money in the process to doing it. And they're, I don't, just hurts. It hurts to see the country that I love going through this. I don't get it. If we still taught the Constitution, if we had never stopped teaching the biblical principles and constitutional principles in our school system, would we still be in the same place today? I don't think we would have been. If every one of your neighbors understood what government is and is not supposed to do, I don't think it would have ever gotten this bad regarding the political divide. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to be an optimist. I want to say that it can be fixed. But every day that goes by, I question whether or not it can be. I used to think that, you know, yeah, the world's going to hell, but I'll be dead before anything terrible happens. But now every day I wake up going, is today going to be the day? I don't know.
In Greenland, the snows of centuries have piled up on the largest ice cap in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, the snows have piled up on the largest ice cap in the Northern Hemisphere. See, that was when they were trying to tell you that there was going to be an ice age coming. Then they tried, now they're telling you that the ice caps are melting. But yet, Antarctica is at the largest size it's ever been in recorded history or something like that, which goes against their ice caps are melting. So now they just migrated to climate change. We can't say global warming or global cooling, so we'll just say climate change. It's ridiculous. And we got Reb back on the phone again. Hopefully, Reb, are you there this time?
I had to talk. Yes, it's Bo Scout, Reb. I had to just talk to Federal Agent of the United States Northern Command. Last week, I was trying to explain military jurisdiction. I got cut off. You can disagree with us, but we're military jurisdiction. I want to explain
Reb,
it.
Reb, okay. I'm okay. I don't try. I really don't like cutting anybody off. But I don't like when callers come in and ramble and don't actually want to have a conversation. So if I start to talk, I probably have a question or a point to make.
Okay.
You know, I want it to be a back and forth. It makes better radio that way. So, okay.
Okay.
Please educate me on military jurisdiction.
The United States of America, and that's who we represent, has distinct jurisdictions. And most civilians, just about all of them, are under the jurisdiction, what they call the U.S. Justice Department on down. Criminal, corrections, mental world, that they've set up before any of you were born. They've always had this, but and you're a civilian, so you're under their jurisdiction. At street level, they have the local municipality and the county and the state. That's the jurisdiction, and then there's federal. But it's all under the jurisdiction of civilian authority, enforcement. That's what they call it. And you have a badge. But you know, we went around that because we didn't like their decision. We had prima facie. Do you have a question?
I do. I was going to say, pause right there, please. Who's we?
Oh, well, she's Bubba. She's Scout. And I'm Reb. We had to sign our names to the Secretary of Defense on this prima facie evidence that's at the Judge Advocate General and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's who's the current convening authority. And so they pushed our three pseudonames. They got everything on us. They don't miss anything. And they pushed our names into a call sign, 13-letter. You know, B-U-B-B-A is Bubba. Scout is S-C-O-U-T. And Reb is R-E-B. It's just a call sign. Nobody even calls me Reb. It's just it's easier to have a call sign than Mary, Sally, Thor, you know, that kind of thing. So we have a call sign like in the military, but we are civilians. And therefore, our convening authority is the Judge Advocate General at the top of the United States Pentagon. This is no joke. We're at the top of the United States America government in capital letters. So when they call us in, that's who we are. We're not the people. That's under the Justice Department. It's the people versus whatever. That's how they have their complaints. JAG is the last word. They don't wear black robes. Somebody was on Republic explaining it's a ceremony. It's a satanic ceremony where you're summoned calling the dead. You know, they went into all detail about the so-called Justice Department, why they wear black robes, and even they put yellow fringe or gold fringe on the U.S. emblem, which they're not allowed to do. And the military won't do that. You know, they have the real America flag, and they're all in uniforms of the United States of America, right from the man with the little wooden hammer. He's an officer. He called 06. He could be a Navy captain or an Army colonel, and he's there in uniform.
I get it. I'm a veteran. I understand how JAG works.
Okay, we're the government. We sit next to a lawyer in uniform. He's a lawyer, and when that little hammer, the wooden hammer, the government's ready to proceed in this matter before the Joint Chiefs, and he docket number and everything. Sir, the government is ready to proceed. Where's the government? We're not
I get
people.
It.
So this is why I get a lot of arguments. Oh, you can't think with a pentagram. You're allowed to. We believe in God, guts, and guns made America great. And we're not even gun people, but we'll say that slowly. We're not registered gun people. We hate that idea. But if you don't agree with us, you say, the Pentagon's terrible. They're evil. They exploit. They're no good. They're woke. They say the word. We don't even know what that means. Well, we have letters now. We'll give you those later. But you're allowed to disagree. That's America. And you could say, we don't like you serving those evil people. You're allowed to disagree. And you can say, we don't want to stand for your Pledge of Allegiance. You know, we have the Pledge of Allegiance at the Senior Center at the Meals on Wheels in Lakewood, Colorado, before they serve. You can stand up and participate. A lot of them are WW. Well, not a lot of them. They're dying out, the WW veterans. But everybody stands up and really gives them a hard time. If you don't want to stand, we have no problem with that.
Okay, Reb. Where's the point here? So, you know, Chief Bubba and Chief Scout and Reb, you somehow got yourselves put under the jurisdiction of the JAG instead of the civil judiciary.
Right.
How'd you do that?
Well, we went through the Defense Intelligence Agency. because we had evidence, prima facie evidence, against not just the local, we call them Guineas, government intruder, no intelligence, the 911. No, we don't want to say what we say usually, but we hate their guts, and the whole system sucks. But they tried to murder us, and they put our voices in a conversation with a terrorist. We know how they did. So that's a fact. I mean, that's okay. The truth.
So your local law enforcement was trying to frame you?
Oh, yeah.
And you went through the process to get yourself put under JAG jurisdiction instead of civil authorities?
Well, we went to the FBI first. We were a former member of the Justice Department, got us this. A prosecutor in Jefferson County, Colorado, told this lawyer that was hired for us, a local lawyer, he had a higher rating than the public degenerate. We would have been dead if we had that. So he hired, and this Ed O'Connor, former Justice Department, he's a PI. He knows all their scams. And the prosecutor, and we told the lawyer, this is what you're going to tell the prosecutor. And they listened to us. And 3 days later, the prosecutor said, hey, they confessed on audio tape. We wouldn't know that. The prosecutor said, and this Ed O'Connor, he's familiar with how screwy the local jurisdictions are. He knew all about it. He knew how to get a hold of that evidence. And we did. We mentioned it to the local FBI, but they covered it up. And we took it to get checked out at another jurisdiction in Nevada. And I knew someone on the Strip in Las Vegas, and they took it to the Las Vegas Bureau to have it analyzed, this audio tape. We know how they put it together. It does exist. That's the truth. The facts are we never had that conversation. So when they checked into it, they freaked out. They called us, and they said, you know, this is a fake. Who are you? You know, we've been interviewed by the FBI. What the hell? I said, we told you the local office is infiltrated, and we wanted your electronic lab to... And they said, yeah, they weren't going to do anything about it. We knew that, but they confirmed what we already knew, that this was a fake. It's called espionage and terrorism under U.S. statutes. It's like high crimes and misdemeanors. So just to ensure that everybody in the state knew about it, the 6th Congressional District, we're in 7th Congressional District, and I never been to their office, Perlmutter, but the 6th Congressional, we'll have to take it to your congressman as well. Take it to the United States Attorney General. And they said, okay, and we didn't care. We just were doing this. And so they did. They took it, and they turned it over behind our backs. They turned it over to the main office of the FBI in D.C., so we just got on the phone, and I explained it to Bowling, the headquarters of the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. We're familiar with their work in Vietnam. Those are the ones, you've probably seen them, too. They wear plain clothes. You've seen them. They're goons. They wear plain clothes, and they carry machine guns. You know.
All right, Reb, I got a couple of questions again. When did all of this happen?
Date of this century. This has been going on in General Pace's office. It doesn't happen overnight, but these
Since when? Like, when did this all start?
2006.
Okay. So in 2006, your local law enforcement tried to frame you. You went to a different jurisdiction. And it went to the AG, and the AG gave it to the FBI, and the FBI came back to you.
They didn't want to do anything. They told Bubba she was involved directly because they threatened her. The local Lakewood freaks, they surrounded her one night in shining lights with guns pointed at her. She's been through hell. And they said, you and your buddy get murdered, never heard of you. That kind of crap. We know what they do. And that's it. When she called the FBI, what are you going to do about it? They didn't want to do anything. We went through this. They changed their mind later, but it was too late. And when the seventh congressional, we never been to their office. They said, take this audio tape. And Ed O'Connor, by the way, he was former U.S. Justice Department. He became a PI because he knows how screwed the state is. There's so much we found out about what's going on in America. We got to do this. But anyway, we call bowling, and it's a, what they call the human resources, one of the offices. And they said, we got this audience. They didn't ask questions. They said, oh, hold on. And they gave us somebody else to talk to. When they called us back, we got something for you. Office counterintelligence named Dr. Fast Colonel Buck in the Pentagon. And I told them, they came running out. We didn't have to tell it. It's not like talking to a Republic broadcast audience. We had an audio tape. Our voices are in conversation with a terrorist. Screwed up. But they said, oh, really? Yeah, we're interested. Something like that. And the goons and the IO showed up at her door. So we, when they show up, she listened. They don't play games. This is a defense intelligence thing. And I said, well, I want to take this audio tape and shove it down their dead car. I don't talk polite. This is what I have to say. Do you have a question?
No, I was just laughing at the, I don't talk, but like, Reb, to be quite honest, I'm trying to figure out your point.
We're going to shove this down their dead carcasses. That's our point. But let me get to the punchline. They don't want to talk to me. It's like if I'd have tried to go to Canada. I mean, I'm here to avoid conscription in the United States of America. It's like, that's your problem. Get the hell out. I don't get friends anywhere. I call the draft board as a, of the MEP station. I said, are you sure you want me? Got your name on it, right? Oh, yeah, but I got a wife and kids. We gave you a deferment for your university. How many you want? You know, they're not friendly. I mean, this is the U.S. government. So you show up, and they say, thanks for showing up. Now you're stuck here. What did they send us? You figure it out. How does the helicopter? Didn't work out. 7 weeks evac. I'm 100% U.S. Army Service Connected Priority Group 1. I'm still getting bad-mouthed by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs Office knows where military jurisdiction witnesses are tough. And the Defense Intelligence Agency listened to Bubba for 22 minutes. He tolerated her. They didn't want to talk to me because I thought I was the polite one. But now they tolerated her. She's a barbaric bitch. I'm telling you, I don't mind saying that. She likes that too. She likes that, and so she stood up to these bastards when they broke in and put a gun to her head. And then they said, "It's a whole lot of stuff." She's taken over because when it comes to war, she's the deal. She stands up to these people. And her buddy Scout says to her, "Yes, sir. That's our pronoun, sir and God." She likes to be called, whatever. But anyway, so it went to DIA. They took it to JAG and the Joint Chiefs. Not for us, for them. Because when they say to you, after Bubba talks 22 minutes, the IOs, they didn't ask any questions. The goon squad said, oh, you could give us the evidence. That means they're not leaving without it. And you better turn it over, because they took it to the top. So they called us, and they've been stalling since General Pace. Now I get calls from the Office Secretary of the Army. That's the truth. Alex Santiago, senior advisor. I get called from CID command. General Milley sent his United States Army CID Protective Intelligence Branch from Quantico. They tapped on my, I didn't know you'd come. I thought he wanted the furniture. We have two residences. I see someone at the window. I look up. Oh, yeah, you can have that stuff. And yeah, he had his mask pulled. It was January 5th, 2021. Famous day in history, by the way. And he said to me, no, he's a federal agent. I said, huh? Who sent you? General Milley, Joint Chief. He said, don't go away. I ran to the door. He had the identification of the badge, the United States Army CID Command Protective Intelligence, Denver P. Steele. He gave me his business card, United States Department of Defense, and he said, can I record what you're saying? Every word of it. And he went over to Bubba's, and he told me next week, I call it, it's 571-305-4095 in Quantico at their office. He said, he was watching the riots at the Capitol the next day on the plane ride back. I guess he went to Reagan. There's a Dulles Airport. We've never been to D.C., but on the west side of the river, one of them's closer to Quantico. You know the area, probably, right?
No, I don't know the area. I've been in, I've been in it, but I don't know it well enough to know which airport's which.
Oh, so he had all this, and so the state got freaked. They called the CID command and sent out this Boswell. He was pretending to be on our side, and he brought a liaison from the state named Charlie. He was three times he came out here. He brought me lunch. And said, look, you know, you should forget about what? We can't forget about this. That's contempt of the United States of America. We're not doing that. I mean, if we said, oh, you know, we changed our mind. Well, get your handcuffs. You're going 11 worth. That's contempt. We're not stopping. So they're activating things now. That's why I had to talk to this agent, Northcom. He was assigned this from Central Command. I've been flown by Fort Rucker, Alabama. They have a record, you know, helicopters and stuff. And he was an agent from there. I've been flown by them from Quantico by members of CID Command. But the last time I talked to this Boswell, he didn't come out. He called me December 5th, 2022, and it was 16. What do you want now? You were recording the conversation with 3BCT Fort Carson, Colorado. I said, yeah, play it everywhere. If I said it, I want everybody to hear it. He said, he can't do it. We're not, he's a black book for CID. We're civilians. He has no jurisdiction over that. You shouldn't have talked to that Alex Santiago. He's just a clerk at the Secretary of the Army, RSEC, over in the Pentagon, 703-695-1717. I know numbers. I've talked to command staff, United States Army War College, Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania. It's their war plan. So they said, you're outstanding. I said, save the compliments, save your medals, tell your four stars at your country club, make us do something, go get us. And I was just talking to him today a couple times at Northcom. So I got all these numbers, and he's bad-mouthing his chain of command. I said, look, if you got a problem with us, talk to Agent Kitarakis, OSI Counterintelligence, Northcom. So he did. Right. He called him. I'm not going to hear from them again, but we're military jurisdiction through and through, and we want this public law enacted.
Okay, Reb. I don't know. Like we're just a few minutes from break. I took some notes. I actually understand your story a little better now this time, and I think you're some kind of a savant with phone numbers. That's awesome.
We know how to call people. They're getting a real taste of us. They thought we were just nobodies. We're the deal. We're better than Orkin or Terminex. We're exterminators.
I tell you what, the next time I don't have show prep and I don't know what to talk about on the show, I'm going to have the producer call you and I'll just let you talk for half hour or an hour or something like that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm so used to being cursed out by all sorts of organizations. And we're not under, like I said, 911 was told, stay the hell away from us. I'm serious. Yeah. That agent 60 miles south in Colorado Springs, but don't go
around. I still don't quite understand the whole situation. But
the public law, 109, under the ninth session of Congress, -109-364. Section 1076. Can you remember 109-364, Section 1076? It's the Warner Defense Authorization of 2007. President Bush 43, by the way, wrote to us three times from Crawford, Texas.
All right. So, I wrote it down. I'll have to look it up. I gotta let you go. We're coming up to the break.
You come back, Nick. You'll be there. Hopefully we'll have truth here, but we'll still try and talk to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Reb. Thanks for calling in. It sounds like a really interesting story, but I still don't understand the point of it. I mean, I get it. He was being harassed. He went through government and got somehow put under military jurisdiction, the JAG office, instead of the local jurisdiction of the judiciary. Still don't quite understand what's going on with it, though. Maybe next time he calls in, we'll figure all of that out. Anyway, I didn't get to tell you about Romika Designs, which was supposed to be the sponsor of this segment. R-O-M-I-K-A Designs.com, laser engraved, custom laser creations for you and your family. My friend Ron owns the company, and his favorite thing is to do custom work. So romikadesigns.com. Use code Lighthouse when you're there. Contact him and he'll make all your straights, all of your custom laser engraved, laser cut, laser designed objects. He's awesome and he loves to do the custom work. Yeah, I don't know. I had planned on talking a little bit more about the debate and some of the things I saw and or heard with the debate, but we don't really have time to get into that now. It is literally, what do we got, like 60 seconds left there, Mike? And Mike, the producer, says, screw your debate in our private chat. That's funny stuff. I don't even know where to go. We'll call that a day. If you're listening live on Republic Broadcasting Network here this Thursday, August 24th, stay tuned for Edge of Darkness with Jeffrey Bennett. Thanks to my guest for joining me this evening. Thank you, Mike, my producer, even though you just said screw your debate. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you, most of all, the listeners and callers. You're why I do this show. And until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.